Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, Kevin, let me do a little bump of cocaine to get the energy up.
God! No, stop it. It's a lot of sounds in the headphones.
All right, here we go. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
Patrick AJ.
Podcast
episode. Another MF.
Banger
on you, MF. Banging on everybody. It can be whatever.
All right, here we go, guys. Let me tell you why we are late. Flights, delays, stuck. Jacksonville, Florida. Go to see my nephew run the Junior Olympics. Thunderstorm, track meet delayed. Oh, no. Flight delayed? No. I'll stay a whole day to go see him in Jacksonville. Do we have to leave before he runs? Yes. Was it a complete waste of it? Probably to me, but no. At least he knows we care about him. Then we go to Atlanta, try to go. Airplane doesn't land. Why? Weather's in Atlanta now. Went from Jacksonville to Atlanta before we got there. Can't land in Atlanta. The airport's closed. We'll stay in Savannah and get gas and hang out for a couple hours so Atlanta opens. Atlanta's open. By the time we land, the flight to LA is gone. Have to go stay in an Atlanta hotel. Full of smoke smells? Yes. Very sad we are and hungry? Mm-hmm. Did I get some amazing lemon pepper wings? And God said, hey, I know today sucked, but these wings would be good. Yes. And then everything else I had to do today got messed up.
Oh, no. Sorry, Kevin.
It was a lot. Call Delta. Diamond Medallion. Can you switch my flight? We'll call you back when you're next in line in 5 hours. Well,
yes, by time, yes.
I will be home more than likely. So anyway. Forgive us. It didn't work out until it worked out. So it's going to be late. I don't know when this will air. That's up to Joshua. But he's shooting it on the day it usually comes out. All right. Well, boom. First things first.
Ah, Papa.
The baby. The baby messed up. The baby done made the mistake.
The baby done boo-booed on himself.
The cardinal mess up. There's a lot of things you can do as a rapper and get away with. One you can't do is go against the LGBT community. This was at Rolling Loud. I don't know why he said this, but let me just play the video for you. I don't know what was the reason, as Cardi B would say. What was the reason? Let me show you what he said, Josh. We'll take the cussing out for the people.
Yeah, guys, later. If y'all need to put headphones in, put headphones in, because there's definitely some of the curse words.
Yeah, there's cussing in it. Here we go. This is the baby.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the up. Lady, if you smell like water, put a cell phone light in the up. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking in the parking lot, put your cell phone light in the up.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it real.
Some of y'all are suspect as a mom. Let's be real.
Okay.
Show up today with HIV.
So he said that for some reason. Mm. We'll get to the rest of this later, but your initial thoughts, Angel.
You know, it's been a long time since I've been to a concert. So I don't know what these kids nowadays say to get themselves hyped, you know, to get the, you know, like I remember, if you got real hair, put your hands up. If you got long hair, make noise. I remember those being the type of thing.
Ladies, yes, fellas.
That's what I'm used to.
Aries, Capricorn.
I didn't know that people were having to nowadays say what their status was and concerning HIV. And I don't know what strain of HIV is out there that's killing people in 2 weeks. I was like, does he mean COVID? Does he got the wrong IV? Is he like, because I don't know when that happened. And then, ladies, if your coochie smell like water, what type of water are we talking about? Because that has never been what I consider to be the smell. That must be some Dasani. I don't drink Dasani. Mm. And maybe that's what Dasani, I don't know, smells like to people, like coochie, like bottled up coochie. I would not compare mine. I drank Fiji and I can tell you it's not the similar smell. And then last but not least, if you didn't suck a penis in the parking lot, fellas, he specifically said fellas, because apparently he's not worried about if the women are sucking penises in the parking lot. He's like, they're pros at it. They know where to do it at. I wasn't understanding the concern of where someone was giving the oral relations. Again, I don't know how kids these days hype themselves up, but what really threw me off, his comments threw me off, but then his hype man, he's like, he sucking dick in the parking lot, make noise. Hey, you parked in H8 and you were up on them balls. Make some noise, niggas. That I was like, how do you hype that up? How you hear that? If your coochie smell like water, talking about that Aquafina puss. I don't understand. I am apparently a dinosaur because none of this.
Well, let me just start off and say, I'm not gonna play it again, but I had big one of these things is not like the other. Hey, if you don't have HIV or AIDS, make noise and die in 2 or 3 weeks. Also, if your coochie smells like water, wait, what? Those are not the same. Those are different levels. First of all, if you go back to Erykah Badu, Tyrone, because I watched the baby's full Instagram apology. I don't have the full thing. I just watched the full piece. And the Tyrone thing, this is her, because he said literally, Angel and John, this is what y'all don't know is this is crowd engagement. Okay, this is a call to action. Y'all ain't at the show. This is a call to action. Erykah Badu's call to action was, ladies, how y'all feel? Ah, fellas, yes. All right. Yes, music play. Okay. You want, ladies, how y'all feel? Y'all all right? Yes, yes, Erykah, we're fine. Cool, I'm gonna play this new song for you called Tyrone. Great, we're here to hear it. This is fantastic. What is this? Okay, I the thing about the baby that was the most jarring, this is 1992 level homophobia. Like, you don't know about HIV and AIDS. You spewing stuff they were saying in 1990.
Yeah.
People with AIDS live full long lives now. People with HIV and AIDS can have sex. There's medicine. There's all time. What are you talking about? Dying in 2 or 3 weeks. That's 1991 level. Like, bro, it's 2021. You're not even updated with your homophobia. And I saw a person on Twitter was saying homophobia is more, people think homophobia means you don't like gay people. And he said it's more than that. I'm not sure if he was part of the community or not, but he said it's more than that. It's you, when you spread things that are wrong, misinformation that eventually, like, that carries out negative stereotypes related to queer people, that's also considered homophobia, like xenophobia. You know, you like when Ted Cruz a couple weeks ago was like, literally Texas had no mask and you can't wear masks, blah blah blah, and then their COVID cases are going up, and Ted Cruz, instead of saying, hey, we should wear masks, he said it's all these illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That's xenophobic. You're making a race. You're saying it's a race issue, and you're putting it on illegal immigrants when it's a medical issue. So homophobia is basically, or the baby's brand of homophobia is in 1991. He's got a throwback homophobia. Yes. Let's listen to his
explanation.
This is his explanation. This is the short version of his explanation. Okay. And I, you know, obviously, I don't stand by this. This is just what the man, this is what he said. Okay. Make sure. Ah, here it is. All right.
Her lights went up gay or straight. You want to know why? Because even my gay fans don't got AIDS, stupid. They don't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves. They ain't going for that. They ain't no nasty gay. See what I'm saying? They ain't no junkies. You know what I'm saying? On the street. Yeah, you talking about, nigga. Then I said, you ain't sucking in the Rolling Loud parking lot. Put your cell phone light up. You know what my gay fans did? Put that motherfucking light up, nigga. Because my gay fans, they ain't got niggas. They ain't going for that. They got class, nigga. They ain't sucking no dick in no parking lot. Nigga, you got to get a room, nigga. A good one, five-star hotel. Put them there. Or goddamn. Yeah, you got to wait till they go to the crib, nigga. They ain't just going to be out here just doing no anything. Yeah, if they a fan of me, they got them. They on some big dog shit. We ain't just going for nothing. You know, even my gay fans got standards. Y'all nigga tripping. Y'all bringing negative attention and energy upon yourselves. And the ones that's doing it is people who didn't even attend the show. So this shit don't concern.
Okay, before your thoughts, Angel, I didn't realize this. Let me tell you what I didn't realize was stupid. Why are you still doing the Instagram thing where you're zooming the camera in and out when you're talking about this? Why
doing the bow, bow, bow?
It's not the time for you to be zooming the camera in and out at this time. Angel, it looks like you're doing something else, though.
I know. It looks like something that he gets done. When he said, my gay fans have standards and they go to five-star hotels, I was like, are you booking it? Is that how you know? That's what, like, he's like, when I be like, homie, I'm trying to get some brain, I got you at the Ritz. Like, that's the way it came off to me. And I was like, okay, well, that's his business. But the way he just shamed a whole community of people living with HIV and AIDS by insinuating that you had to be a grimy person with no standards to have contracted the virus HIV blew my mind. And I was like, how can he not hear that? Like, my fans ain't got no HIV or AIDS, not my gay fans, because they, you know, they classy and they ain't sucking it in the parking lot because they need a five-star hotel.
Does he think that AIDS only works at the Sheraton? You think the virus that causes AIDS will be like, oh shoot, what is this? Courtyard Marriott? Well, this is where we go. Oh, this you know what? We ain't not allowed in there. We cannot go in the
Four Seasons. The Ritz is not on the AIDS rider, apparently.
Listen, yes, right? The Four Seasons. I really was like, when he said they don't be doing sucking the peen in the parking lot, they go to five-star hotels. Automatically, I was like, oh, this is, he's coming out to us in a very odd way. That's where my brain went. Cause I was like, how do you know this other than that?
I'm sorry, Angel, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm gonna tell you.
Go ahead.
I love five-star hotels. I love staying at them. I love room service. I love the pools. I love the gyms. They are fantastic. They have the finest equipment. But there's nothing that I love more than having access to top gym quality exercise equipment from the comfort of my own home. Let me tell you what. And by the, you know, grace of the Lord, the sweet people over at Peloton have allowed us the opportunity to get gym level equipment, but more importantly, the community aspect of the gym with a Peloton bike. Do I have one? Yes, let me show you. There's my Peloton bike. You see it?
No, it's not, like, it didn't flip.
Oh, Josh, what do you mean flip?
I think you're on the wrong camera.
Have I been on this wrong camera this whole time?
Yeah, I didn't know if you just didn't want to set it up.
Why nobody told me?
I didn't. Okay. Well, you just cut. That's kind of fire.
There's my Peloton bike, Angel. You see it now, Joshy?
I do see it. Wow.
It's right there. And you know why I like it?
Why do you like it, Kev?
Because I need the accountability, Josh. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to say, high five, Kev. Let's go, Kev. You can do it, Kev. I like to see other people in the class with me. Because a lot of times I'm working out, I'm all alone, and it's easy for me to quit when I'm all alone. It's not so easy to quit when I feel like people want me to keep going. And that community aspect over at the Peloton, oh, it's what sets apart everything else that I do. It's the people, guys. It's the community.
Let me tell you what I like. I like that you can get classes where the music is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because when
they got Beyonce classes,
right? When I'm working out, I need the right music. I can't be doing it can't be sounding like no yoga class. I need full blown body, yada, 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 yada. And with Peloton classes, you're able to find classes with that, like as a part of the description. And there are certain teachers that, what's that dude's name, Josh? You remember his name, you said his name once before, one of the teachers.
The teacher I like to use is Tunde.
I think that's his name. If that's not his name,
her name is Tunde.
So it's not him.
It's not him.
Mm-mm. It's this other guy. He's dope. And once I look it up, I'm gonna tell you. And he be on there getting it in. Mm-hmm.
Love me a Tunde. I like the music. I like the community. I like the Peloton. With the Peloton bike, there's nothing like working out from home. Learn more at onepeloton.com. That's O-N-E-P-E-L-O-T.
I'll do this.
Learn more at onepeloton.com. That's O-N-E-P-E-L-O-T-O-N.com. Members can try Peloton classes free for 30 days.
New members. So new members can try Peloton classes for free for 30 days at onepeloton.com/app. Terms apply. That's onepeloton.com. We thank Peloton for sponsoring. Here's the thing.
I'm actually about to get on the Peloton right after I finish this workout. Right after I finish this podcast.
That's me too.
Of it.
Let's take a ride together, Kev.
We should.
We could add hashtag stage crew to our bios.
Hey,
the community aspect. You guys should too.
Back to the topic at hand. This is a classic case of, okay, I have said something. Let me make it better, but I will also make it worse. Okay. I am going to try and fix what I said because I did say you're nasty and that's why you got it. But I meant like being gay is fine. I don't know why my DJ said that's suspect. We just meant be classy and gay. You know, like maybe if you watch Pose, learn from those people. Oh, okay. This is still not going well. Whew. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Also, he wasn't on live.
No.
He was recording each one of those because you can't do the Zoom thing on live.
He made that on his stories, Josh and Angel, and then he posted it. Okay? And then I think this is his apology, okay? Let us go to his Twitter. Do I need to show that?
You gonna go to his Twitter?
Yeah, you know, since we're doing great production quality today, let's just do that too. This is what, I guess this is his Twitter. This is his explanation. I tell fans to put a cell phone light in the air. Y'all start a million man march. Fist emoji. I told y'all digested that wrong, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm impressed. Now show this same amount of support when a racist cop killed one of our black people. You're not. I don't know what the attempt here. An hour later, I think he's starting to change his tune. Anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS, HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I ain't have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies, but the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you? Y'all business is y'all business. Then he said, and for any brands, networks, or artists that like to profit off of Black rappers' influence on culture without understanding it or having the patience to deal with it, with what comes with the position we play in our culture. Keep your money next time. Us niggas human too. God bless.
Well, the baby is a baby. He should be a grown man.
Man.
He is behaving like a baby. You can see he's slowly but surely seeing how some of his words were terrible. But I think in an effort to kind of, I said what I said type of way, and because the there is a stereotype about the LGBTQIA community that they can be, this is a stereotype, I'm not saying this is how I view, like bullies when it comes to what people say online.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you step so far out of pocket, like you can't no. go under that guise. Like you went so far left, you needed to get snatched up. Like the yeah. stuff that you said made absolutely no sense. It was so unnecessary. It was so just left field. You on stage getting the crowd hype and you talking about, is this in any of your songs? Like
Why are you doing this?
Right.
Why? This is unrelated to me. What are you talking? It's so, I'm sorry, Andrew. I cut you all off.
No, but it's just like if we were doing stand up and we were just like, for all y'all who ain't out here sex trafficking, where you at? Like it would be the most random thing to say in the middle of a show that has nothing to do with that. So I don't know why his brain was over there. And I think that's the more troubling thing is that, like, why is your brain sitting over there? What is it? Why is it playing in these topics like this? What is the purpose of that?
I forgot someone threw a shoe at him. I don't know if this was before or after, but he, over the last couple of weeks, you remember those movies when we in the like late 90s where it was like 10 Things I Hate About You, where it was like, you got to make a secret bet with somebody that you could do something. Like, I'm going to make a secret bet with you that I can get her to be beautiful by the end of semester. It feels like he bet somebody that he could ruin his career before late. And you can't do it outright. So you have to make it seem like everything's happening in real time. And it's like he is. I don't understand what he's doing, if not purposely trying to ruin his career. Now, one thing he said, it applies in other things, but it doesn't apply to what he was saying. Oftentimes, what happens on the internet, you take a piece of something of a concert or an event, and it's taken out of context, and it's part of a whole thought. Like, oh, but if you were there, you would understand or hold the full thought. There's truth to, if you're in the room, it hits different than when it's when you're not there and you hear about it. Even at that time, people were like,
right.
I don't know what you thought. Like, so his explanation saying that, oh, y'all just weren't there. I don't think you have to be there for that statement to not make sense. Like, that was a transitional call to action. It wasn't like you gave a TED talk and people were taking this piece out and you said, hey, what if people said stupid stuff like this and then said it and said, hey, that was stupid. No, you just said that piece in a transition and then you were going to the next song. You know who probably isn't upset or who probably secretly is like, well, works for me? Meg Thee Stallion.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Meg Thee Stallion, he went and made a song with Tory Lanez and then was talking kind of, I don't know what the word is, but petty, chippy at her on online. And now this is happening to him. And listen, I don't wish poorly on anybody's career, but you know what's coming when you say stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know them big brands, them Pepsi commercials, the Saturday Night Live hosting, for the most part, you better have a strong fan base, because all that is is gone. And a lot of times people like him have a strong fan base. Tory Lanez, they still cheered when he came out. And it was like the people that are liking his music aren't the people who are upset with him usually.
I was going to say, and that's the biggest thing, is these people will still have careers, unfortunately. Because like they'll be getting killed on Twitter. But there's also at this very moment with everything – well, not this moment, but the moment that that video was recorded, that was almost, if not a headlining set, where either 30 to 50,000 people are present in the audience to watch the baby, as well as everybody else watching that live stream, regardless of what he's done. Some people paid money to go see him, and they're still going to be at his future concert supporting him no matter what. And that's what's wild about the internet. Is this is an angry pod that we're in.
Yes. Yes.
But it is not a representation of everybody as a whole.
1,000%, Josh, I can't agree with you more. It's not always, I always say, like, Twitter is real life and it's not real life. Sometimes you go outside and do stuff and, you know, it doesn't affect you. And sometimes it's just on Twitter. I really want to address something real quick. Somebody said, we got to remember he has freedom of speech. I just want to remind people what freedom of speech means.
I don't know what it means.
Freedom of speech means, was created so the government cannot arrest or harm you if you say stuff. It's a reason to be able to speak freely and criticize the government. Freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences. Yes, he has the right to say something like that, and the government cannot throw him in jail. That's what freedom of speech means. But the consequences of those actions are lost brand dollars. People like Dua Lipa, who he worked with, saying, I'm not on your side, things like that. It doesn't mean you can, freedom of speech doesn't mean you can say whatever you want. You can't, in the freedom of speech thing, you can't go into a crowded movie theater and say, fire, fire, and if somebody gets hurt, you'll be absolved of consequences. You will still have consequences. It means that the government can't arrest you for saying stuff. If you get punched in the face as a result of that, freedom of speech will not protect you. If you get fired from your job, if he was an employee at, say, The Gap and said something like that, that misrepresented The Gap, he can get fired. Freedom of speech is not an excuse, is not a defense from freedom of consequence. All right, let's move on to a lighter thing.
That was good, Kev.
It
was really good.
I just want to help my people.
Help your people.
I want to talk about this first. It's not. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. This one's interesting. I'm upset. Issa Rae got married.
Yes, she did.
Over the weekend.
Everybody was there.
Everybody was there.
Yep.
All kinds of people.
Flew out
to Nice, France. All kind of friends that she's known since she was a child. All kind of people who were on it.
Day one.
Who wasn't there? Me.
Angel was. Oh.
And
I wasn't there.
Interesting. I just want to go out on a limb here. I think it's interesting that Yvonne Orji is invited because she's on Insecure.
She is on Insecure.
It is this.
No, because Tahir's on Insecure. Yvonne is not.
I auditioned for Insecure.
Here we go.
And I'm not invited. I watch Insecure. And I'm not invited. Sometimes I feel insecure. And I'm not invited.
No, there's so many things that really,
And and here's the thing I want to say. They looked amazing.
They did.
The thing that was funny, though. People are saying, wow, Issa had a surprise wedding. No, it wasn't a surprise.
It was a surprise to you. It was not a surprise to her.
You don't have all them people go to France with similar clothing styles. They all got a dress code. The venue was prepared. The DJ was there. Plane tickets were purchased. COVID tests. I looked up France. You got to have a COVID test. Even if you're vaccinated, you got to prove it. Wedding dress stuff, all type of stuff was set in motion because we, the people who don't know her, don't know about it. That doesn't mean it's a surprise. You were not invited. You guys were not invited. So it was news to us, but not a surprise. A surprise wedding means, hey, everybody, this is a surprise. Even the people
who are surprised wedding. Sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
I just want to say that. And I just feel like I'm upset. I don't know why.
Listen,
as a consumer of her content, I wasn't invited personally.
I was looking at her pictures of her wedding, and it reminded me so much of my very own wedding.
Did it?
It's very similar. I was like, she must have used the same wedding planner. I mean, because everything looked... if you remove the whole Paris part and the...
Nice.
If you remove the like flowers in the chandeliers and the violinist and the it being outside and the backdrop of the mansion, and if you remove all of the budget and bring it down to about...
You're still listing stuff.
$3,000. It looks exactly the same. Because I married a black man and had people who saw it. And mine, too, was a surprise. Nobody who didn't know me personally didn't know that I was getting married. Nobody who didn't know me personally, like personally, nobody knew it. They were like, oh, my God, who are you? You know what I'm saying? The similarities just go on and on. And I said, oh, my God, me and Issa are so much more like than ever. And then the styles that they were wearing, I thought I saw, what's his name? Prince Penny. What's his name?
Prentice.
I thought I saw him in some Warby Parkers. I was like, you are just fashionable. Okay. Those got to be Warbys because you are a man of just style and glass. And that's why, you know what? We love a good Warby Parker here, especially the home try-on kit. Okay, because listen, who ain't got time? Me? Who else ain't got time? Kevin? Joshua ain't got time? And listen, we definitely, that's the only reason why we weren't at Issa's wedding. We didn't have time. We were in Orlando. We couldn't make it from Orlando to Paris that quickly.
It was Nice. So, Angel's niece friend.
Yes, you keep saying Paris, but it wasn't in Paris.
It was Nice.
Let me tell you, out of the three of us, who knows more about Europe? Who has been to Europe more? Who has been to Europe more in their mind?
That's you, Angel. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I've been to Europe more in my mind than either one of you all could ever dare. And when I go to Europe this next time, to niece and to nephew and to uncle France, okay, I'm gonna be wearing my Warby Parkers. Okay,
because you better speak both languages, Angel. You better let them know.
Enchanté. I'm gonna have all five glasses. I'm gonna try them on and figure out which one makes me feel more Parisian. Mademoiselle, okay? Because let me tell you, the styles that they have is so fire, right? And it's sometimes really hard for you to decide what you want. But what's great is if you decide, okay, I don't want these pairs, you just send them back and they don't even charge you for the ones that you send back. They just charge you for the ones that you keep. And they have so many different styles to try on. Like, you're gonna find something that you like. And for every pair of glasses, so Warby Parker distributes a pair of glasses to someone in need. Almost 1 billion people worldwide lack access to glasses. That means that 15% of the global population cannot effectively learn or work, which is crazy because glasses were invented 700 years ago. Warby Parker partners with nonprofits like Vision Spring to ensure that every pair of glasses sold, a pair is distributed to someone in need. Let me tell you, this is Warby Parker is what I needed when I was in elementary school. I showed Josh and Kevin a picture of my shirt. Okay.
If you had the home try-on kit, I know you wouldn't have picked them glasses.
Wouldn't have, okay? Because those things just have me looking like a nutty professor. But this is what we want you to do. Try Warby Parker free home try-on kit or program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home. To try on at home for 5 days free. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping envelope. Try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/SK.
SK.
And listen, when you are trying to get to Europe in your Warby Parkers, you want to make sure that your finances are together because it costs a coin. So we like, who you need to get your finances with is Chime. Okay. Chime. Ding, 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 ding. Because your bank account should work with you, not against you. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. Fee free overdraft on up to $200 on debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Get your paycheck, benefit stimulus checks, and tax returns up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. Plus, they have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs at locations like Walgreens, 7-Eleven, CVS, and more. That's more than the top three national banks combined.
Yeah, it is.
Let me tell you why I'm really excited about Chime, because me and Marcus recently did banking at a regular brick and mortar, and I thought I was going to cuss out the bank manager because she acted like she didn't want to do business with us. Chime is like, we want to do business with you. Not only do we want to do business with you, we want to make it easy for you to do business with us.
Right. Yeah, they like
old school stuff.
Right. They like to just chime in every now and then on that.
Listen. Let me tell you how they chime you, because you can turn on your alerts to let you know when your card is used, and instantly block if your card is something fishy seems like it's happening. You can be like, that ain't me. Because listen, I was not in Nice. I was in Nice or Paris, so I don't know why there's a charge over there. I was in Orlando. You could be like, nope. See, Yvonne, were you using my card? Told you not to use it this weekend because I needed it. You can do things like that. Also, when you sign up for Chime Spending Account, you can enroll in an optional savings account and grow your savings automatically with 0.50 annual percentage yield. That's 10 times the national average. Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at chime.com/SK.
SK.
That's chime.com/SK.
SK.
Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. Eligibility requires an overdraft. Limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limit starts at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/SK for details.
SK.
I'm wearing my hat like Fred Durst because I haven't shaved. It's been a long couple of days. And I used to love when Fred Durst was singing Limp Bizkit. And I was like, yo, I like that. It has the baseball cap backwards. I'm cool. Anyway, a friend of ours. Am I echoing? Hello?
I don't hear you echoing.
I'm echoing.
To only yourself.
What am I coming out of?
I don't know.
Josh?
I think, Angel, is your anti-echo or your echo cancellation on?
Let's see. Go here. To
click settings and audio. Sorry.
Hello?
I'm here. Hold on. My echo cancellation is on.
Okay.
It's gone now.
Okay. That is good.
A friend of ours, OBRS, said about Issa's wedding, and then we'll move on to our next topic. What's worse, not knowing and not being invited, or knowing that Issa was getting married and not being invited? And I'll tell you what, guys, at least I was just like everybody else. And I love that she was like, oh, we're just having a photo shoot. I just happened to be in a Vera Wang wedding gown. And I just happened to have a person that you guys never seen. And I'm going to put him on my Instagram and I'm not going to tag him. Because guess what, social media? Mind your doggone business.
I love it.
This isn't an episode of Insecure. This isn't a movie drop. Issa said, here's my life. I work. I go have fun on yachts and stuff. I'll show you that. My personal, actual life, you deserve nothing. You deserve nothing. I mean, his name, whether he has Instagram or not, he didn't even look towards the camera on her picture. You see half of his face. Y'all are just getting to meet him. Get this half. Don't look straight, baby. Don't look forward. You look on the side.
This is how I know Issa and I would be really good friends, because I support that.
Do
in
you
its entirety.
Josh?
Absolutely.
Do you, Josh?
In its entirety.
Part of your life private?
Mm-hmm. Really? Somebody tweeted me yesterday something completely unrelated to what the tweet was about. My tweet got quote tweeted. I think it was about the Young Thug Tiny Desk. And they commented. They're like, oh, so you're just not going to tell us about your new boo. And then I replied, absolutely not, with this emoji.
Listen, man, I ain't gonna hold you. It's too late for me. I'd have to go back in time and scrub you. But Josh, there's hope for you. If I could do it over again, I when I was sharing my whole life, but also I don't know if I'd have the stage crew if I didn't share my life.
Exactly.
But boy, it didn't used to bite me in the butt. Now it does, Josh. Keep them quiet. Keep them guessing. Because then they go, when you if you break up, they want to know. If you are getting engaged, once you give them a little piece, they feel entitled to everything.
That's the thing. I'm not going to hide her. You're going to see her.
Yeah,
You're just going to have to put in some work to try and find her is all I'm
saying. Yeah, we met her a lot of time. We've seen her.
Way before the photo.
Well before. I was merely a man. I also want to say something about this. Somebody asked Tristan Winger, who went to her wedding and is on Insecure. He plays baby voice. Well, he played baby voice Darius in the show. He plays the blood dude. Somebody was like, that's what happens when you have an NDA. He was like, no, there was no NDA. That's what happens when you have friends who respect your wishes. You don't I don't have to have Angel and Josh sign an NDA. Now, Josh did sign one, but I didn't.
I was going to say, I know you're like, but also I did.
We need to have Kevin sign NDAs because Kevin is Loose Lips McGee.
Oh, my God.
Loose Lips McGee.
Loose Lips and Ships. But when you have good friends who respect you, they will be quiet. Moving on. I want to talk about this real quick, and then we'll go to another topic. Simone Biles withdrew from the Olympics. My GOAT, Simone Biles. And there will be no slander. She withdrew from the Olympics because, basically, for mental health reasons. She said, I ain't got it right now. And an outpouring of support from a lot of people. The other part of it was she failed her country, this and that. She can't be the GOAT if she quit. All this from people who are not Olympic athletes, people who are sitting home eating Oreos and chips, telling the world's greatest gymnast that she's not the GOAT anymore. And before I hear you guys' thoughts, I just want to say something. If Simone Biles says my head's not in the game right now, I'm withdrawn for no other reason than she can literally break her neck if her mind isn't in the right spot. If she says, look, I got to go do a ton. This woman is not doing walk races. She is flipping, jumping, doing all type of stuff all over the place. If she don't have her mind right, and I'm not even saying she has to have any other reason than that, but literally, if she doesn't have her mind right, she can hurt herself. If she don't want to do it, hush. I actually love that more athletes are being like, I'm good. Even for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. Go ahead, Angel. As a black woman with gymnast abilities, what are your thoughts? Because I know you could have been down to Tokyo.
Listen. I said I already agreed to do the slightly problematic tour. I can't make it, but I still got my unitard packed. If you need me. But how dare anyone have an opinion? This is the thing. Most people, like, she got to quit the Olympics. Like, this means she's a top-tier athlete. Most people, or a lot of people, have, if they're going to quit something, it's going to be something like, I quit McDonald's. I quit smoking cigarettes. Like, this woman is able to quit doing something that she has excelled at, and people have a problem with that. For her to even be at that level, to quit at that level, there are a lot of things that I have quit that no one knows about because it achieved no success. It achieved no greatness. So the fact that anybody would be like, oh, she failed her country. What? It's called the Olympic Games. And right. I think sometimes people forget that these are games. This is not war. This is not a soldier on the battlefield that just left his platoon to get shot up. This is a woman who went to Tokyo to play games that she said, I no longer want to play.
I don't want, you know what, Angel, when you put it like that, I mean, I already was on her side, but when you really put it like that, it's on some Iverson level. We're talking about game. It ain't like this is how you got to save the United States. You know, she's the world's greatest sharpshooter. We need you to go and defend us in battle.
She's not going against Thanos.
We talking about.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that what it looked like, Kevin?
When they finish, that's how it looks.
Oh.
What happened? And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why my friend is not Kev on bars or Kev on the mat or Kev on the ring. He's Kev on stage.
I could have been on that Olympic stage.
Kevin, what would you have been doing?
Gymnastics.
Not tumbling. That would be fumbling. Oh. It would not be tumbling.
Kevin, you be throwing out your shoulder by looking at it too hard. So how?
Kevin, you tired just from that?
Kev threw out his back jogging. He would throw out his back on the way to the attempt. Run.
Y'all ain't seen my tumbling pass. Let me show y'all again. Let me scoot back so y'all
do see not it. Hurt yourself.
Come on. Let's see it.
All come right. on. Two to four. Yeah, there you go.
You see? See? I told Kevin.
No, nah, Angel, nah. I'm still gonna do it. I'm not gonna let the country down. I do one arm.
One arm?
like Carrie Strug.
What are we doing?
That's exactly. Kevin, I'm gonna get you an Olympic unitard just so you be able to do this correctly. A gymnastics unitard.
That's gonna be it's balls gonna be- hanging out of it.
Oh, hey. No. I'll get you the ones for the men's. That's like the little shorts, so you can have some thought shorts. It can be black and red, like your colors, and white. I'm going to order it online. I'm going to use Honey so I can get a discount when I order it. But I'm going to get it for you so you can do a full-blown performance for everybody. And when I save my $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, my 20% off because I got that Honey web extension on my browser. Okay. Don't be mad. Okay. Listen, Honey is here to save you money. Okay. It's a third party. Oh, sorry. It is a web browser that browser extension that scours the internet for coupon savings, right? Y'all know we in this house. This quasi new house, I be buying stuff all the time as I begin to put the rooms together. I do not purchase anything without Honey making sure I'm getting the lowest price possible. And they make it so easy because you know why I got to make sure it's the lowest price possible?
Well, Angel,
because I got a bunch of kids, okay?
Everywhere, wow. Money.
Huh? Uh-huh. Okay, so I got to make sure. Where can I get me some? So, I recently finished a Mars room. I was buying some cute little pillows. I said, now, honey, can I get them for cheaper? Honey said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you can. They found me a little 10% off coupon. I said, well, praise them. Praise them anyway. Praise them anyhow. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And see, this is how it works, just in case you don't know, because some of y'all don't know about Honey because you're moving like molasses. Hell, when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you do have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you can be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free, installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid by supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/SK.
SK.
That's joinhoney.com. SK.
You better resolve that, Angel.
And you know what they say about using Honey, right, guys? It makes saving money sweet.
Oh, come on, Josh, you guys, with the attack. I like it.
Jeff liked it too.
I want to say this about Simone Biles too. Let the record reflect. Let the record reflect. Will Blackman, an athlete, said this. I just want to properly attribute this. Michael Jordan retired at the height of his career too. He was not injured.
It's facts.
He was tired of playing basketball. Barry Sanders, my favorite NFL player of all time, retired at the height of his career. Sick of it. Calvin Johnson, height of his career. Sick of it. Andrew Luck, Rob Gronkowski. They took a break like Hamilton. Take a break. Run away up to the city. Let this woman. And honestly, usually gymnasts, very few gymnasts even compete at a high level in two Olympics anyway. Okay? Matter of fact, yes, Michael Jordan retired. Retired. Michael.
Twice. Come on. You
Michael Jordan quit twice.
I believe in your tongue. You can
he
do
said,
it,
I want to go play baseball. I need something else.
Listen, I retired from gymnastics at the height of my career. I was 10 years old. That's when I knew this donk that I had sitting underneath me was too much. My little wrist couldn't hold up the lower half of me. I tried. I knew it was a problem when the teacher who was spotting me was struggling. I heard her grunting, trying to help me. She was like, okay. I was like, I think it's time to go ahead and call it a day.
Are you serious, Angel?
Yeah, I went to gymnastics classes. My cousin, who was now a doctor, she used to compete in gymnastics. So when I would go visit, my aunt would put me in gymnastics, but we're shaped differently. She is short, I am not. And yeah, they would have me on the bars hanging. They'd be like, all right, Angel, pull your legs up. I was like, I'm trying. This is a real true story. I remember hanging there. They were like, pull your legs up. So I'm using every muscle in my abs to try to get my legs up. And all the only thing that happens is that I just start farting. That was it. It was just. And that's when I knew. I said, you know what? This is the end of the road for me.
Yeah, you're there farting. Pull your legs up. I am literally trying.
And I ripped a fart so loud. I was just like, huh, this is the end for me.
Get down. Hey, get down. You're sick. What did you eat? Listen, that's when you know you're using your core. You didn't even rip a fart. Your core was like, hey, whoa, okay, we got to get all this air out. We're going to even get a zip.
My body was like, you trying to do what? Girl.
Get out. John, open that. Open the big door.
Were you still
turn the fans on?
Deciding like, you know what, this is probably going to be it for me.
Yeah. That was the end of the bar exercise. She was like, okay, everybody, let's go to the walls. We're going to work on our handstands. And while I was over there doing my handstands, I was just like, let's try acting.
Let me show y'all. This is my Olympics. This is what I would do.
Why are you still
on tumble? Let me scoot back.
Do not. This is a bad idea. I'm going on record. The perfect cartwheel.
Oh. Why do you look like Amar?
How was that?
The perfect cartwheel, Kev. That was Creed. Nailed it.
Good. Was it good, really?
I need the backhand spring, though.
No, do not ask him to. Kev, your butt is
back. Now back. Now after you land the cartwheel, you gotta
do
back.
One of these, Kev. Oh no!
Good job! Good job!
Jesus!
Good job! Oh yeah!
All right.
You've got potential.
Thank you. Let me tell y'all what we want to talk about now. Ashton Kutcher for no reason at all. I don't even know why CNN was covering this story, but they were. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis say they don't believe in bathing their kids or themselves too much. If you can see dirt on them, hold on.
Why did you do that?
Come on. It's okay. Breathe. Come on. You can do
it. 9.7 on the gymnast stuff. Okay.
Did you make your circles, your rings touch on your watch?
I did. All right. Nope. It don't recognize that I was moving.
Because you're moving that fast and that accurately.
That's what it is. Like, damn, this is like fast. They said, if you can see dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. Okay. Mila Kunis, let me find this quote. She said, when she does shower, she cleans pits and tits, soles and holes. And Ashton Kutcher said he basically just washes his armpits and his crotch on a couple of times he showers. Angel? And that was themselves, children. That was themselves.
When concerning myself, I never know when my husband is going to pounce on me, okay? And I don't like to be able to smell myself. I have vampire, ever since my first pregnancy, I can smell me whenever I am like emitting any type of scent, and I don't like it. So I wash every single crevice, every inch of my skin, under my nails, behind my ears. I bet you they got them dirty behind. I bet you if you would do this to Mila Kunis's behind her ear, it's gonna smell like booty hoe.
It's gonna smell. It's gonna smell like that 70s smell.
Come on.
What is your problem today?
It's gonna smell like it. I'm too self-conscious to be stinking. I'm too self-conscious to be dirty. I just, you know, I get it. Like if you're, you know, the only time I'm willing to be dirty is if, or not dirty, or not to be at the height of my cleanliness is if I am working out. Then I know, okay, you're sweating, you're going to have to. But outside of that, I need not to be funky. I need not, it's not about see dirt. It's about smell. Smell is just so, it's so intrusive because the way you smell, you can't get. Like, I don't have to look at a person. I can close my eyes. I can't, however, close my nostrils. You know what I'm saying?
No Black Widow here.
Okay, so, like, I don't understand what's wrong with people. I don't know how they were raised with wolves. I don't know. They have enough money to have all the soap in the world. Yeah, somebody said in the belly button. The belly button. Now, listen, you missed the belly button for a day. And you dead people are rotting in your belly button. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Outside of skin condition and lack of resources, it is odd in American culture. Now, in Europe, Angel, and as our resident expert, you know, European people don't shower as much as Americans. Okay? There was a couple of times when I was over down to the Europe that you know, we was in a small space.
Oh,
especially in France, more than England. You get in the elevator with a gentleman, and you're like, "Whoo, hello, you are in here." Wrong. Listen, it's y'all business. It really is. I'm curious why you made it our business.
You know, they just ain't got nothing else to do. That's what happens when you're rich and white. Literally, you don't have anything else to do.
You have time. You could have the rain shower. Like, I want my dream shower. I want the rain. I want boom, 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 boom. I was in Florida Monday. Okay, I took a shower in the morning before we left for the track meet. If you've never been to Florida, it is so
humid. Yes.
Okay. I want to take another shower immediately every time I'm there. So I'm sweating all day. It's raining. I'm sweating, walking. We're at a track meet. There's a lot of walking up and down stairs. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get home and take a shower. Flight delayed. Okay. Get to Atlanta, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't have my bags. I thought about, man, if I take a shower, that means I'm going to have to put the same drawers on because I got no drawers. Okay?
No, listen.
I didn't have time to go to a Target. Nothing was open. So I just was like, I'm going to just take a shower when I get home. Okay? So I got to fly home to LA on 2 days travel. You better let that thing out, Angel. Oh. You better let that out and shake them curls.
I had to let it dry some so it wouldn't get on my dress, but go ahead.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Let them curls be free.
You so, fool.
I get home and I had to clean my office. I had to move the Peloton in there. And I saved the shower for the end of the day. Okay. I'm just like, because once I'm clean, I'm gonna feel better about myself. I go to the office, drop some trash off. And my good friends, Marcus and Angel, down to the restaurant that's near to both of our houses. Y'all want to come down and have a drink? Sure. Yes. Sorry, Josh. We didn't hit you up.
It's okay, man. Different group chat. I get it. It's okay. Group chat.
It wasn't.
Sorry, it was spontaneous. It's all right. It's okay. I understand.
Spontaneous. But when I got in that shower, Joshua and Angel, I took 45 minutes. By the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, I have been blessed enough to have a flash hot water tank or a gasless hot water tank.
And one yes.
As a child is to have the hotel level hot water tank so you could take a shower as long as you wanted to and the water pressure or temperature would not change. I was in there laying on the floor. And I thought to myself, y'all don't want to do this at the end of the day or in the morning? More than a couple of times. I know the law. I went with 5 days without taking a shower. And I can tell you why. When my wife gave birth to our first son, she was in the hospital for about 7 days, five or six days. And there was no shower in there. And I was not leaving her alone with the baby. I was his only parent at the time. Melissa was kind of in and out of consciousness, sleep, really. She had a tough delivery. That's the only reason I went 4 or 5 days without a shower. By the time we both went home, we took showers. But other than that, I'm big. I'm 250 or 260.
Strong.
I don't know. I haven't looked in a while. Could be anywhere between 245 and 263. Okay. I got crevices. I got hangover. Okay. I got a lifted hair.
You got abundance.
Blessed, Josh.
Hey, man. Him.
Shaking together. This that running over. That's
stop it. Stop it.
Listen, I stop understand. It.
Now we can't monetize.
As a grown woman that has sexual relations, oh God, with her husband, you got to wash every day because that's a whole nother scent. That's a whole nother scent. Mm-hmm. You can't carry that around all day long. You can't.
That go with you.
It go with you. And I'm not trying to. That's what I remember my aunt said that. She said, once you grown and you having sex, you can't be not missing no showers now. She said, no, that's not even an option. That's not an option. And she's telling the truth. It's not an option.
It's not an option. If your skin gets dry, put lotion on. They say they don't shower a lot because too much soap and water makes their skin dry. If your skin is dry, moisturize it, baby.
But you don't be
put oils after you wash.
I didn't know we put lotion on like that a lot of times. Not every time, but I found when I was in college, I learned a lot. And I was like, I remember one of the funniest things. I brought an iron to college, right? I didn't think that was odd. Whole bunch of white dudes in my dorm, no irons. My roommate used to have his jeans crumpled up, his shirts crumpled up, and he wouldn't iron them. And I'm like, we had this moment. He was like, you iron your clothes? And I was like, you don't iron your clothes? And it was a cultural reset. Oh, you were talking about my lotion, Josh.
I was just, because you don't, I was going to say, you don't be, look how ashy that knee is, Kevin.
But I mean, you have
15 bottles of Bevel lotion within the vicinity of your home right now.
I'm not wearing shorts outside, Josh.
It's not the point, Kevin. You just still need to take – skin is the biggest organ of the body.
Yeah, you need to take care of it. It's thirsty.
It is thirsty. I'm thirsty, too. We got to go. We're for flowers. We're supposed to do a tight hour. That was as tight as we could get. God bless you. We love you. Patreon, we'll tap in with you about the bonus. I'm not sure if we're doing it on – I'm not sure when we're doing it.
Oh, we have to do it.
Yeah, we're doing it. We just don't know.
We are doing it. I just don't know when.
If it's going to be Thursday or Friday or Saturday.
Thank you for bearing with us while this episode gets uploaded.
Amen.
For whatever reason, Kev has so many tour dates set up, and there's just...
Yeah, I don't know who did that.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Love you guys. God bless you. God keep you asleep at the corner. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.